Welcome to the Advice for Lovers podcast. This is a show where people get excellent advice and find solutions to their relationship issues. Your resident guides for today are experienced relationship coaches and counselors, Jenny and Drew. And now your hosts, Jenny and Drew.
While many find the information on this show helpful, it is, however, for entertainment purposes only.
Hi, and welcome to the Advice for Lovers podcast. This is the place to get all the good news and good advice to help you in your relationships. This show is hosted by Drew Pillow and
Jenny McDaniel.
Right, and we're relationship counselors and coaches, and we're here to give you the best advice of your life. Alrighty, so today we're going to talk about letting go. Sometimes in relationships, you just got to let go, you know, but that's sometimes easier said than done, right? Right. Well, if you didn't know that, you're going to know it at the end of this show. So, Jenny, how's everything going in your neck of the woods?
Beautiful day here in Tocitos. It's a little overcasty, and people in the east might say, well, how is that beautiful? You guys get lots of overcast there. Out here, it's very rare. We have 300 days of sun a year. So when it gets a little overcast, it's nice for a little change of pace. So I'm enjoying the overcast.
Yeah, I'd trade that for some of the stuff we get here. The weather changes so much, I actually have a cold and it's really warm outside today. But be that as it may, let's go ahead and get this first listener. And what we do is we take letters from listeners and we read them on the show and we give advice. Sometimes you may agree, sometimes you may not, but feel free to leave a comment and let us know what you think about this advice or what advice you would have given if they asked you. So our first writer is Betty from Baltimore. And this is, she says, I'm divorced after 8 years. The last 2 years were miserable for both of us. He criticized me so harshly, constantly, that I ended up initiating the breakup. But immediately I wanted him back. But I held on strong for a couple of weeks. Then, ever since then, I've been begging him to take me back. He's got a new girlfriend. He won't accept my calls except to tell me how stupid I am and how he's glad to finally be free of me. How can I get him back? That's Betty from Baltimore.
Betty from Baltimore, you don't want him back. Your codependency and your insecurities are your ego. It's part of being a human. We all have ego and we all have heart energy, except sociopaths, I guess. But that would be more Drew's topic, probably. He's the psychologist. Mm-hmm. But any which way, you do not want to be with a man who replaces you within weeks and doesn't really even look back beyond to say, you suck. This is an abusive relationship, a toxic relationship, and you have done yourself a world of good by ending it. Go through the process of grieving not only a breakup, but also grieving being aware of your codependency, which we all have, by the way. No one's picking on anyone here. We all have these possibilities and capabilities of feelings and emotions. Take a look at that. Dig deep. Ask yourself why you'd rather stay with a man who treats you like shit than find one that maybe gives you half of what you give out, for example. Ask yourself those questions and you really will start digging deep and finding answers. Sometimes the good answers, sometimes the answers you don't want to face, but nonetheless, the healing is available and I would suggest doing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, he went on, he moved on in a week, but you know, it took God just 7 days to create the world. So a week can be a long time, you know. Also, as you're grieving the loss of this relationship, grieve the loss of your mind, because clearly you are not in control of your faculties. If you think that this guy who was abusive in the relationship replaced you just like that, still calls you names, is the guy that you really want to be with. Maybe you're telling yourself a story and it's not the truth. Tell yourself the truth. And there's no wonder the relationship was toxic, because you have a little bit of toxicity running through your veins. Honestly, if you're happy with the relationship that's unhealthy and unhappy, then there's some work that you need to do on yourself. You really need to take this time to work on yourself. It's like one of those, what do they call it? I mean, it's a dilemma. You're unhappy with him. You're unhappy without him. But the unhappiness without him can lead you somewhere healthy eventually. But the unhappiness with him doesn't seem to be panning out for you. What do you think, Jenny?
Yeah, the sadness of the breakup is temporary. Staying with a man like that is forever. He likely doesn't have the EQ to look at anything, let alone need to heal the spaces that would be required to be in a healthy relationship. He's just not into it this lifetime, likely. A lot of men, if you haven't noticed, don't think that they're part of the problem. They will always demand that their partner has the problem. And women can do this too. There's no doubt. This is no blanket statement. But when a partner starts blaming everything on the other partner, their ego has gone way off the chain. And it's beyond them that they have to change anything to make this cohesive. In their righteous mind, whether it be a man, woman, otherwise, if you just did what they say, they wouldn't feel this uncomfort in them, which is just insane. The uncomfort's always going to be there, and they're always going to be demanding, and they're never going to reflect. And some people can reflect. A lot of men, when they've been married for 50 years to the same woman, they can look back and say, wow, I wasn't a really great husband back when I was 23, 24, 25, whatever. And I can see what needed to be fixed and grown. And it's usually them dropping their ego a touch and being more flexible and what have you. So hopefully people can grow and learn, but if they're unwilling to reflect at all, it could take decades for them. Like I said, the old man sitting in there in his rocking chair being like, oh geez, I could have been a little better in my 20s. It took him 50 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
So do you want to wait around for that? Nah, I don't suggest that.
Yeah, I think you can do it. You can do it. You know, I crack jokes. I'm a little humorous, but really you can do it. If you can endure that relationship, you can do anything. So like Jenny said, this is temporary. It's like every day that you stay away from that guy, you're that much closer to feeling free and at peace by yourself. As long as you do some work on you, that way you don't keep finding yourself in these same situations where, you know, it's like, what's your self-esteem looking like if your bar is so low that you'd be happy in this? And fortunately, common sense tells you, it told you for the last 2 years that you were unhappy. Listen to it again and keep moving down the path. You can do it. Build you some supportive relationships with other people that are platonic friends that just encourage you and support you. Do all that and you'll be okay. And that's Betty from Baltimore.
Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty. Thanks for writing in. Sorry if I was harsh in the beginning, but you know.
Well, you're onto something there. There is, and this is where the reflection comes in, where women or the man, whoever's in the relationship that's allowing the toxic behavior, they have to look at themselves and say, what inside of me is toxic? And it doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. You're a terrible person. It can just be that you take a beating and don't stand up for yourself. And that can become toxic. And then, of course, we become doormats. So it's good to look at all the angles and recognize in us that it might not be as bad as what our partner's showing and the bad behavior, what have you. But there's something inside of us that's attaching to that, which, again, is we're all a little toxic. So just taking a look and being aware, it's all you can do.
We're all just humans doing our best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if this sounds like a lot on your plate, you know, like we're telling you a lot, I know it sounds good if we just give you one answer, change your shoes. Yeah. But, you know, getting some guidance and some professional support wouldn't hurt. And it probably would do all of us some good. So we can't devote the whole show to you, Betty. So you got your piece and we appreciate you. Also, now coming in the number two slot, we have Nick from Nevada. A guy. All right. He's been dating a woman for 18 months and he doesn't know how to get her to commit. She sees other guys since they're only dating and they haven't had sex, but he's been paying her bills, you know, buying her gifts and paying her phone bill or car note. And let's see, every now and then she'll kiss me and snuggle me, which gives me so much hope. Otherwise, there's really no signs of affection. I know I need to be more patient, but it's really hard, especially when men friends drop her off at the restaurant to meet me for a date. Any tips?
Yeah, don't pay people's bills. You know, just don't do that. You're extending yourself in a way that is easily taken advantage of. So when there's an let's call it a compromise or a commitment or a negotiation. Like, hey, we're going to take this relationship further. We're committing to fill in the blank, whatever you guys are comfortable for. That might be the time you can start looking at some financial support or looking at that side of things. You shouldn't just be paying people's car bills and payments. It's just you're enabling. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, I get it. I get it that, you know, he's trying to give her a preview of what's to come, you know. Paying bills equals a good guy that's a provider. He's trying to show her what he can do for her. You know, that's his way of saying, hey, you'll get a good deal with me. And but it's super unhealthy because it's not a fair exchange. She's not giving anything back. So you are setting yourself up to be used. I mean, you get to sit around with her every now and then. She'll give you a kiss and keep you on the hook. It's not a fair exchange. She hasn't even had sex with you. I mean, come on, no sex means something for some people. But I understand, you know, wait patiently, be patient, but can't do it to a fault. Can't be patient to a fault.
Yeah. And if you just try to impress girls with money, you're going to get the gold diggers. And then you're going to be crying 20 years from now when she leaves you for her trainer. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, let her go, bro. Let her go. I bet you she's really cute and you're like, oh, sure. Just kind of stuck on that. And that doesn't last. So, you know what? She might be doing you a favor by mistreating you or treating you less than what you feel like you deserve. So take the sign, watch the red flag, and run for your life. And that's pretty simple advice. So get out of here with that. And now our next letter, our third writer is JoJo from Kokomo. And this is what she says. My ex of 3 years dumped me and vowed to never take me back. I got really depressed. Now it's been six months has passed, and now I've tried dating a little. The first few guys just wanted sex, and then afterward they disappeared. The next few guys seemed promising, but ended up having sex with me and borrowing substantial amounts of money from me before they too disappeared. Now this latest guy is different. I know that I'm the problem, and he tells me so, but at least he hasn't left me. And I don't like the fact that he hits me though. What should I do?
These people today are in critical condition, in my opinion, as far as with their emotional space and what they're allowing to happen to them. But it's what we're here for, to hold space. So let's just take a look. Go ahead and get out of the abusive relationships. No ifs, ands, or buts. Seek counseling. Lots and lots and lots of counseling to help you take a look at why you're going to allow yourself to be beaten by a man just so you can feel like you're what? Taken care of? That's not being taken care of. It's the opposite of being taken care of. JoJo from Kokomo, I think that's in Indiana. Get the hell out of Indiana, first of all. What the hell are you doing there? There's nothing there. Just kidding. But seriously, get out of Indiana and get away from this man. Get some counseling, deep counseling.
Yeah, get away from that guy. Definitely. That's step one. Step two, get away from yourself. Take your old self, ball most of it up into a little wad and throw it in the trash, because you need to become something new. You need to become someone who doesn't just throw her body around like that. Like, you have been looking for a relationship, not sex flings. If you're looking for flings, then you're fine. But you've been looking for an actual relationship. And in 6 months, it sounds like you slept with at least 5 guys. And that's kind of dating, but it's kind of, you know, I don't know how respectful of your body or temple is. You know, if everybody can have it, how special is it? And you need to find out, what is it about you that makes you think that you have to sleep with people for them to like you? What is it about you that attracts these guys? Actually, you're not attracting them, you're selecting them. You probably walk right past some really good guys and go straight for these guys that are going to treat you bad. And figure out why you hate being alone, because you might want to take some time to yourself to do some healing. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't think we should slut shame. I think that we should recognize that being promiscuous is a symptom of imbalance, and everyone's balance is different. So we don't know where she's at as far as with her sexuality, but nonetheless, yeah, she's looking for something. She's not able to find it, and she's doing it in the way that she knows how. What we're going to do is just send her some good energy, because she's obviously struggling here. But yeah, go ahead and take a look at the internal stuff. I'm telling you, spend a year digging some stuff out, reflecting, looking at stuff. When you go back into the dating world, you'll be on a whole new level. You'll be manifesting and frequencying in different men. Will they be perfect? Likely not. No one's perfect. But what you will have done is removed a bunch of that toxicity in you that likely is part of the contributor of you manifesting this type of situation and the lack of commitment. So do some internal work, do some internal healing, work particularly on your solar plexus chakra, which is in the center of your stomach. Yellow spinning wheel of light has everything to do with your self-worth and self-confidence. Don't know what chakras are? Google them. You'll get all the images you can imagine. And do some internal reflection, spiritual reflection.
Yeah, as usual, you're right. I think I like to come out the gate a little bit of shock value, but my heart's in the right place.
Yes, it is.
But you said it right, and I do apologize. I don't mean to shame you, whether you're a slut or not. And who's to define who defines slut? It's all in slut. The eye of the person that defines it. I know what it's like, because I thought that there were certain things that I had to do to make people like me, and one of them was to be sexually active with them. But, as I got clear on what I really wanted, a relationship. So, the relationship required, some patience. I wanted a person that would like me, even if we didn't have sex right away. What about those people? They tend to stick around a little bit, or maybe they don't. And also, take a look inside, like Jenny said. Jenny said everything. Just because you're the common denominator in these relationships, and you have a choice. So there's something about who you're choosing to be with. Some people are so into the physical that, that's all they look for. And then they get all the rest of it that comes along with that. So maybe, somebody told me once upon a time, stop being shallow Hal, only looking at the outside, because the outside might look good, but the inside might be horrible. So yeah, work on you. And the part about hating being alone, I really stand by that, because some people can't be alone. And so they grab whatever they can grab. And it seems like it's a healthier space to be able to enjoy your own company. If that's where you are right now, somebody told me once upon a time, I'll say this and then I'll pass it off. Somebody told me, yeah, something beats nothing, right? And then my brother told me, he said, nothing beats any old thing. So he said, I'd rather be alone with myself, loving myself, than be with any old body, treat me any old way. So maybe that's brilliant. Something to consider. Yeah. And that's our three for today. And the theme of today, in case you missed it, was letting go, I guess. Maybe it could be loving yourself. I don't know. You call it. I certainly enjoyed these listeners' letters, and I encourage other listeners to listen in and write your own letters to us. It could be happy things. How can we make the happy happier? It's, there's no limit. It's relationships. If it's about a relationship, it's fuel for conversation. And how about a shameless plug for our network, Jenny?
We are 5D Presents, and you can Google 5D Presents and find us, all of us. There's this show, Advice for Lovers, and we also have Star Nation Oracle, where Sybil Star gives us a monthly astrological breakdown. Very helpful. And I believe Kathy's is over there, too. She wrote a book. My good friend, she's a shamanic practitioner, and she wrote a book and she voiced it and talked. It's like listening to a book on audio. So you can go find us, find her there, and you can find us there as well. And we appreciate you for showing up.
Yeah, it's at 5dpresents.com, the number 5, the letter D, and presents.com. And this show specifically has a website. It's adviceforlovers.com. I'm double checking it right now.
It's been a minute since we've had to say our addresses.
Oh, man, I can't even figure out where it is. It's somewhere.
I think it's adviceforlovers.com. I'm pretty sure that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
You can find us.
Yeah, we're there.
Say it over.
We're at adviceforloverspodcast.com or adviceforlovers.com. You figure that out. It's up to you. So I had a great time.
Had the most fun.
I have a cold. So if I was a little rough, don't hold that against me.
It was the NyQuil. I swear. NyQuil talking.
I know I should have stuck with the recommended dosage.
Not drink the whole bottle. Damn. Teasing.
Thank you for tuning in to the Advice for Lovers podcast. Visit us on the web at adviceforlovers.com. We hope to see you in our next episode.